请大家先翻开圣经马太福音十二章。
Let's all first turn to the Bible, Matthew chapter 12.
马太福音十二章三十一节。
Matthew 12 verse 31.
马太福音十二章三十一节。
Matthew chapter 12 verse 31.
所以我告诉你们，人一切的罪和亵渎的话都可得赦免，唯独亵渎圣灵总不得赦免。三十二节。
32.
凡说话干犯人职的，还可得赦免。唯独说话干犯圣灵的，今世来世总不得赦免。那这里是提到不要亵渎圣灵。
Well, this passage mentions about how we should not blaspheme the Holy Spirit.
那当然在马可福音还有路加福音呢，都有提到这一段呢，不要亵渎圣灵。
And in the book of Matthew and also Luke, they both mention how we should not blaspheme against the Holy Spirit.
那因为亵渎圣灵的话总不得赦免。
Because if we do so, we will not be forgiven.
那在这三个福音书当中以马太福音记载得比较清楚，让我们来理解到底什么叫做亵渎圣灵。
And in the three gospel books, the Gospel of Matthew records most clearly what it means to not blaspheme against the Holy Spirit.
当然大家可能会觉得很好奇那神不是很乐意的饶恕人吗怎么还不能够赦免人。
So perhaps we will be curious, isn't God a very forgiving God? So why is it that he cannot forgive this matter?
因为在约翰福音的第一章第九节也记载说我们假如有过犯只要承认我们的过犯那主耶稣的宝血要洗净我们的不义。
Because in the book of John, chapter 1, verse 9, it says that we are unrighteous and then we admit that we are unrighteous, then the blood of Jesus Christ will wash away our sins.
那到底亵渎圣灵到底是怎么的严重怎么不得赦免？
So how is it so serious that blasphemy against the Holy Spirit cannot be forgiven?
因此我们很多人也很紧张在生活上有些时候因为良心的自责也会自己问自己说那我到底有没有亵渎圣灵呢？
And so we may get very nervous and sometimes we ask ourselves have we blasphemy against the Holy Spirit?
可见假如会问这句话那就表示你没有亵渎圣灵。
But if you actually ask this question thenIt shows that you have not blasphemed against the Holy Spirit.
因为你不想亵渎圣灵，你很尊重圣灵，很敬畏神。
Because you do not want to blaspheme against the Holy Spirit, and you respect God, and you want to respect the Holy Spirit.
因此我们晚上就来谈一谈到底什么叫做亵渎圣灵？那假如明白的话，那当然我们就不要亵渎圣灵。
And so tonight we will discuss what it means to blaspheme against the Holy Spirit. And when, once we understand, of course, let us not blaspheme against the Holy Spirit.
那我们刚刚讲过，以马太福音的这一段是记载的比较清楚，能够告诉我们什么叫做亵渎圣灵的一段圣经。
So we mentioned earlier that the Gospel according to Matthew is the book that talks most clearly about what it means to blaspheme against the Holy Spirit.
好，那我们第一个来看这一章的二十二节。
So first, let us read the same chapter, verse 22.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
当下有人将一个被鬼附着、又瞎又哑的人带到耶稣那里，耶稣就医治他，甚至那哑巴又能说话，又能看见。二十三节。
23.
那众人都稀奇说：“这不是大卫的子孙吗？”我们先看到这里。
So let's all stop reading here.
所以主耶稣他有权柄他能够医治病人甚至于能够赶鬼。
The Lord Jesus had authority to heal the sick as well as casting out demons.
那当然，一个被鬼附着、又瞎又哑的人现在被主耶稣得到医治，当然大家都很高兴。
And so there was a man who was demon-possessed, who was blind and mute, and he was healed by the Lord Jesus. Of course, everyone was happy.
啊, 也是基于主耶稣怜悯的心肠。
And it was also because of the mercy of the Lord Jesus.
啊, 所以主耶稣就要帮助这个人, 啊, 第一个要赶鬼, 斥责鬼, 啊, 斥责疾病, 啊, 然后这个鬼一出去以后, 啊, 这个人就要全然好了。
So the Lord Jesus first rebuked the demon, and then also healed him, his blindness and his muteness, and then the man became well.
圣经记载说啊, 众人都稀奇啊, 众人都把这个荣耀归给神, 啊, 认为耶稣啊, 就是神那里派来的。
And the multitudes were amazed, and they believed that Jesus was sent by God.
所以众人都很受感动。
The multitudes were very touched.
那这个好像是正常人嘛，正常人看到这个情形啊，一定第一个非常高兴，也很受感动。这个啊，被鬼附着的人，又瘸又哑的人，一定是非常可怜的。
And so normally people would have this reaction. The man that was demon possessed, who was blind and mute, was very he was very pitiful.
啊，现在被主耶稣医治了啊，大家都觉得很稀奇，都觉得。 这是很不可思议的一件事情，将荣耀归给神。
And so this man was healed by the Lord Jesus, and so the multitudes were amazed, and they gave glory to God.
啊，那看24节。
Let's read verse 24.
但，哦，这个但，哦，我们这里有一个但，但法利赛人听见就说啊，这个人赶鬼啊，无非是靠着鬼王别西卜啊。25节。
Verse 25.
耶稣知道他们的意念，那这个意念是好的意念还是恶的意念，大家自己说，那一定是不好的意念嘛。
So verse 25, but Jesus knew their thoughts, and so the thoughts of these Pharisees, you can tell whether their thoughts were evil or good.
那我们看主耶稣行这个神迹。
And we can look at this miracle that Jesus performed.
大家都尊重主耶稣，他一定是从神那里来的。
The multitudes all respected that Jesus must have come from God.
甚至连尼哥底母看到主耶稣在行神迹。
Even Nicodemus, when he saw Jesus performing miracles,
他也说，这个人假如没有神的同在，没有人能够行神迹。
And he said that if this man did not have the abundance of God, then he would not be able to perform miracles.
所以我们看连尼哥底母是犹太人的官，他都这样子说了。
So look at Nicodemus. He was the ruler, or he was an official of the Jews, and he said so.
可见一般的人的良心，看到这个神迹以后，一定是很稀奇，也会将荣耀归给神。
So we can tell that normally, when one sees a miracle like this, then one would give glory to God and be amazed.
至少当时，假如大家还不认识耶稣就是神的儿子啊，独生子是道成肉身的，也没关系。至少他们都认识耶稣就是先知啊，他就是从神那里来的。 不然的话，不可能行这些神迹。
And even if at the time people did not recognize Jesus as the Savior and the Son of God, they would recognize that he was sent from God and he was able to perform this miracle.
那法利赛人还有文士是信耶稣的，他们不是信耶稣，是他们相信神。
The Pharisees and the scribes, they believed in God.
所以相信神的人，竟然。
But for them who believed in God, they were not able to give glory to God based on this matter.
连尼哥底母都能够认识耶稣，一定是从神那边来的。那法利赛人，他们很虔诚，他们注重是很虔诚的，注重是懂律法的人，还有文士是专门在研究圣经的人，抄写圣经的人，这些人都是宗教的。 被人认为是很虔诚的人，他们竟然不认为主耶稣是从神那里来的，才能够行这个神迹。
And so even Nicodemus was able to recognize that Jesus came from God. And look at the Pharisees who were a very devout people who believed in God, and the scribes who were very familiar with the scriptures, but they were unable, or they were not able to give glory to God based on this matter.
所以圣经特别记载说，主耶稣就知道他们的意念。那这个意念不是善的意念，一定是恶的意念。
So the Bible recorded that Jesus knew their thoughts, and their thoughts were definitely not good thoughts. They were evil.
那到底是什么意念呢？这些人呢、啊，啊，就是嫉妒啊，对主耶稣啊产生嫉妒的心。
So the thoughts that they had were the hearts of jealousy towards the Lord Jesus.
因为法利赛人、文士他们是很相信摩西律法，他们是很所旧约时代的律法的。
Because the Pharisees and the scribes, they believed in the laws of Moses and they followed the laws of Moses strictly.
圣经说啊，这些人啊是很晓得律法，但是呢，他们连一根手指头都不想动，只是将这些律法的重担放在人的身上。
And the Bible records that these people understood the laws very well, but they were unwilling to lift up even their little finger, but they put the burden of the law onto others.
那主耶稣来的目的就是要做一个宗教的改革。
And the purpose of the Lord Jesus' coming was to try to change this religion.
因为当时一般的人就是被这个律法所辖制，好像是一个枷锁啊，放在他们的颈项上。
At the time, the people were constricted by the law, and it was like a yoke onto them.
那主耶稣来的目的就要释放他们，能够得自由。
And so the purpose of the Lord Jesus' coming was to help them, to free them.
所以这些法利赛人、文士，自称是宗教家的人啊，他们认为主耶稣所传的跟他们传统的不符合。
And so the Pharisees and the scribes, who were religious people, they believed that what Jesus was preaching was very different from what they were preaching.
因此就心生嫉妒。
And so they had hearts of jealousy.
啊，他们明知道主耶稣啊是从神那里来的，主耶稣是用神的灵来赶鬼。
And even though they knew, that Jesus, came from God and that he was using the Spirit of God to cast out demons.
那只是因为嫉妒耶稣啊，就故意要跟耶稣唱反调。
But then it was only because of their jealousy that they decided to go against the Lord Jesus.
所以这些人不是说不知道。
So these people, it's not that they did not know.
啊，他们有恶意啊，是故意啊跟主耶稣唱反调的。
But instead, they had hearts of jealousy and evil thoughts, and they wanted to do this on purpose.
好，那我们再来看哈，那这些人是什么人？
So let us look at what these people are.
好，我们请看一样十二章的三十三节。
So let's read the same chapter, chapter 12, verse 33.
马太福音十二章三十三节。
Matthew 12:33.
你们或以为树好，果子也好；树坏，果子也坏。因为看果子就可以知道树。三十四节。
34.
毒蛇的种类啊，你们既是恶人，怎能说出好话来呢？因为心里所充满的，口里就说出来。三十五节。
35.
那善人从他心里所存的善，就发出善来；恶人从他心里所存的恶，就发出恶来。三十六节。
36.
我要告诉你们，凡人所说的闲话，当审判的日子，必要句句供出来。三十七节。
37.
因为要凭你的话定你为义，也要凭你的话定你有罪。啊，那这里。我们看主耶稣特别提到哈，这个要怎么知道树的好坏，就得看果子。
So here we see that Jesus mentioned how we can tell whether the tree is good or bad. It is by looking at its fruit.
那主耶稣很不客气的就跟这些法利赛人、文士说啊，你们是毒蛇的种类，你们是恶人啊，讲得很清楚。
And Jesus was not respectful to the Pharisees and the scribes. He called them brood of vipers, and they are evil.
那谁会定他们的罪呢？不是主耶稣定罪，主耶稣来不是要定人的罪的。
And so who will condemn these people? Not the Lord Jesus. He came not to condemn them.
主耶稣来是要拯救人的。
Jesus came to save men.
那谁定罪？就是我们自己定自己的罪啊。
So who would condemn? It would be ourselves. We would condemn ourselves.
啊，当我们心存善念的时候，那我们所作所为啊，就会符合神的心意。
When we have good thoughts, what we do and what we say would be according to God's heart.
我们心里所存的善呢，就会借着我们嘴巴说出来，借着我们肢体要做出来。
And the goodness that is in our heart will be shown by the words that we speak and also the things that we do.
啊，所以每一个人的心呢，已经有一棵善恶树在里头啊。
And so every one of us in our hearts, we already have the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
啊，那棵善恶树啊，要审判我们。
And that tree will judge us.
我们只要是做出善的，我们就得报偿；我们只要是做出恶的，就要被定为有罪。
If we do good, we will be rewarded, but if we do bad, then we will be condemned.
这主耶稣他自己也说啊，他所讲的道要审判人。
And the Lord Jesus said himself that the words that he speak would judge.
所以很多人啊说我们是唯一得救的教会哈，那当然少部分的人啊可能是不服气。
So when we say that we are the church, the only church that saves, perhaps a small minority will not be happy.
那这个不服气的人就说啊，哎，我们怎么可以定人的罪？说只有我们才能够得救呢？
And so the small group of people who are not happy, they say, how can we say that we are the only one that saved?
啊，其实我们没有定人的罪。
And how can we judge others?
But, 连主耶稣都不定人的罪。
But we are not judging others. Even the Lord Jesus did not judge.
所以当我们讲说我们是唯一得救教会的时候啊，不是我们故意要去定人的罪，而是我们根据主耶稣所讲的话，这个道要审判人。
So when we say that we are the only church that saves, we are not judging others. We are saying this according to what the Lord Jesus said.
我们是根据主耶稣所讲的来传达。
We are preaching according to what the Lord Jesus said.
我们不是说啊，我什么都不知道，我就定一个人有罪。
We're not saying that we don't know anything and we just judge others and condemn others.
我们从来没有故意要去定人的罪。
We never purposely condemn others.
而是我们所讲的道，这个道的本身啊，就要定人的罪。
But the words that we preach, the words itself condemn others.
所以凡是接受的啊，心存善念的，能够接受的、顺从的，那这些人啊，就能够得救。
So those who are good in their hearts, who are able to accept the word, then these people will be saved.
可是，假若是不听从福音啊，故意不听从福音的话，那当然就要被定罪的了。
But for those who purposely do not listen to the gospel, then they will be condemned.
那只要是不信从福音的话，当然他的罪就不能够被赦免了。
And for those people who do not believe and accept the gospel, then of course, their sins will not be forgiven.
因为他自己做了选择。
Because they made the choice themselves.
他选择不信。
They chose not to believe.
他选择自己定自己的罪。
And they chose to condemn themselves.
当然他自己可能是不知道吧。
And so perhaps the person do not know.
那这个叫做无知。
And that is called ignorance.
那无知也是一种罪。
But ignorance itself is a sin.
所以文士跟法利赛人啊，不管是出于无知还是故意，那就是恶人。
So the Pharisees and the scribes, either they were ignorant or they were doing it on purpose, but they were evil.
啊，当然，圣经对于恶人也有做一些简单的定义。
And the Bible also made simple definitions of the evil.
啊，比如说在出埃及记啊，那里所记载的，谁或散布谣言，你散布谣言的话，这个就是恶人。
For example, in the book of Exodus, it talks about the people who were spreading rumors, and those were evil.
啊，所以俗话说，啊，谣言啊，谣言止于智者。这个有智慧的人啊，他不会再传的。
And so, there is a proverb that says that gossip will stop at the wise because people who are wise will no longer spread the gossip.
啊，可是往往这谣言啊，传得非常的快。
But usually gossip spread very fast.
所以可见有智慧的人呢，并不多了。
And so it shows that there aren't many that are wise.
啊，所以连随和散布谣言的啊，都是属于恶人。
And so even those who gossip are considered evil.
还要妄作见证的，根据出埃及记那边记载，妄作见证的也是恶人。
And also according to the book of Exodus, those who bear false witness are also evil.
那什么叫做妄作见证？
What does it mean to bear false witness?
啊，就是颠倒是非了。
It means that they speak the opposite of what is true.
把好人当成是坏人，把坏人当成是好人。
They say what is good as evil and what is evil as good.
啊，这个当然在社会上我们可能有见过，但是呢，这些人我们很不喜欢，因为他们是恶人。
And of course, we might have seen people like this in the world, and we don't like them because they are evil.
啊，还啊，再是从事虚假的事情。
Another thing is to do what is false.
所以我们看主耶稣他在传福音的时候，他经常说：“我实实在在的告诉你们。”
And that is why we see that when Jesus was preaching the gospel, he often say, truly, truly, I tell you."
所以我们做人呢也要实在。
And so we need to be truthful.
要脚踏实地啊，要实实在在的做人。实实在在的说话。
We need to be true in the things that we say and the things that we do.
啊，有一次，有位传道人呢告诉我。
A preacher once told me.
啊，其实这是我第一次听到。
But that was the first time that I've heard this.
那他说这个话哈，这个话话里头呢，有些时候是很虚的。我们一样是在讲话，你也在讲话，大家都在说话，但是有些人的话是很虚的。
He was saying that we all speak words, but some words are quite empty.
那我以前也没有想过，这个话还有虚的。
And I never thought before that there were empty words.
但是主，我们来看看主耶稣所讲的话，他都是很实实在在的在讲的。
But then, if we look at the words of the Lord Jesus, he said those words very truthfully.
也就是说，主耶稣所讲的，就是他心里所想的。
So whatever Jesus spoke was what he was thinking in his heart.
因为有些时候我们心里所想的跟讲的不一样。
Because sometimes what we think in our hearts are different from what we say.
我们心里的动机啊，可以隐藏，可以想一些其他动机，有些动机啊是见不得人的啊，还是不好意思说出来的啊。但是呢，我们往往把隐藏在心里，因为其他的人看不见。
There might be different thoughts and motivations in our hearts that we do not want to show others, and so we hide them in our hearts.
但是话讲出来，大家都可以听得到。
But the words that you speak, they're out in the open, and everyone can hear.
那我们是一个无名人啊，我们不好意思让别人说啊，我们是很粗鲁的人。
And we are educated people. We do not want to let others say that we are uneducated.
我们不希望别人知道我们内心有不良的动机、不好的动机。
And we do not want other people to know that we have bad intentions or motivations in our hearts.
啊，所以都是很伪装。
And so we become very fake.
但是我们真基督徒的话就不是这个样子。
But to be a true Christian, that is not so.
我们作为一个耶稣基督的跟随者。
To be a follower of the Lord Jesus,
我们就跟主耶稣一样，实实在在的做人。我们心里所想的、跟说的、跟做的都是一致的。
We have to be a faithful and truthful person. What we think in our heart is what we say and what we do.
啊，比如说我，假如说啊，跟大家说，哎，你有空的话啊，欢迎到我家来做客。
So for example, if I tell you, if you have time, you're welcome to come to my house as a guest.
啊，你把我的话当真了。
And then you believed what I said.
啊，你说真好，那什么时候我可以去你们家啊？
And then so you say, all right, then when is a good time that I can go to your house?
那我心里面想说，哎呀，糟糕，我是随便说的，你怎么真的是接受我的邀请啊？我是随便讲的，这个客套话，你真的来的？
And then I would start thinking in my heart, oh wow, I do not really mean what I said. I was just being very polite. And now you're asking when you can actually come.
So, 这个话被人听起来，就是很客气的话，是很有礼貌的话，可是里头是虚的，因为不是真正要邀请一个人到我家来呀。
And so what I said on the surface, it looks very polite and very respectful, but in reality, those were empty words because in my heart, I did not really want to invite the people.
那圣经也把这种人定义是恶人。
And the Bible also defined these people as evil.
所以我们不要从这虚假的事情。
So don't do things like that.
讲的、想的、啊、做的都要一致。
What we think should be the same as what we say and what we do.
那圣经也说，不论是神的人、啊、就是恶人。
And the Bible also says that those people who do not know God are evil.
啊，所以有很多人是属于恶人这方面，因为他们不认识神呢。
So there are a lot of people who belong in this category because they do not know God.
好，那这些文士跟法利赛人，这是属于恶人，因为主是说得很清楚，你们是恶人，是毒蛇的种类。
So the Pharisees and the scribes, they are the evil ones because the Lord Jesus made it really clearly, calling them brood of vipers.
好，那我们再看。
Well, let's continue.
马太福音怎么说哈？来看马太福音十二章三十六节、三十八节
啊。Let's continue to read Matthew chapter 12, verses 36 to 38.
我们看三十八节，马太福音十二章三十八节。
Let's read Matthew 12, verse 38.
当时有几个文士和法利赛人对耶稣说啊，老师。我们愿意你显个神迹给我们看，三十九节。
39.
那耶稣回答说：“一个邪恶淫乱的时代，求看神迹，除了先知约拿的神迹以外，再没有神迹给他们看。”四十节。
40.
那约拿三日三夜在大鱼肚腹中，人只要这样三日三夜在地里头。四十一节。
41.
当审判的时候，尼尼微城人要起来定这世代的罪。因为尼尼微城人听着约拿所传的就悔改的，看呐、啊，在这里有一个人比约拿更大，那这是提到悔改的问题。
This passage talks about the issue of repentance.
那这些法利赛人还有文士，他们说、啊：“哎，主耶稣啊，你显个神迹给我们看。
”And the scribes and Pharisees wanted the Lord Jesus to perform a sign for them to see.
那在我们先前所看的二十五节啊，主耶稣已经知道他们的意念啊。
And from what we read earlier in verse 25, Jesus already knew their thoughts.
说这些人是不是很敬畏神、很虔诚、真正的是看神迹，并不是。
So we know that these people, they were not devout and respectful of God, really, truly wanting to see a sign.
因为他们就是看到一万个神迹，他们也不会相信的。
Because these people, even if they saw a million miracles or signs, they would not believe.
因为他们是硬着心。
Because their hearts were hardened.
所以俗话说啊，不信则恒不信呐、啊。你不信的话，你永远都不会信的。
And so there's a saying that also says that if you will just not believe, then no matter what, you won't believe.
因为他们不想去相信，不想去知道。
Because they do not want to believe and they do not want to know.
甚至有神迹发生的话，像这个。主耶稣啊，赶鬼使又瞎又眼的人得到医治，那么大的神迹，他们也不相信。
Because even if there are signs or miracles, for example, the big one of Jesus healing a blind and mute man, they would still not believe.
因为他们就不想相信。
Because they did not want to believe.
他们硬着心把心门关起来。
They hardened their hearts and closed the doors in their hearts.
他们不会转向，不会回头的，因为他们不会悔改。
And they would never turn back because they would not repent.
好，我们请看路加福音十六章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 16.
那这就是有一段话大家非常熟悉。
Luke 16, there is a passage that we're
familiar. 路加福音的十六章二十七节。
Luke 16, verse 27.
二十七节
，verse 27，
十六章二十七节，财主说：“我主啊，既是这样，求你打发拉撒路到我父家去。”二十八节
，28，
因为我还有五个弟兄，他们可以对啊，他可以对他们做见证，免得他们也来到这个痛苦的地方。二十九节
，29，
那亚伯拉罕说啊，他们有摩西和先知的话可以听从。三十节。他说：“我主亚伯拉罕啊，不是的。若有一个从死里复活的，到他们那里去，他们必要悔改。”算是一。亚伯拉罕说啊：“若不听从摩西和先知的话，就是一个从死里复活的，他们也是不听劝啊。”所以问题不是说几个神迹啊，是因为他们硬着心啊，不相信。
So we can see that the issue does not lie in how many signs and miracles, but it was because they would not believe.
所以俗话才说啊，这个信则恒信啊，不信则恒不信。
And so that's why the saying goes, those who believe will believe, but those who do not will not.
啊，所以使徒行传那里说哈，这个保罗他们传了福音以后，他说凡预定得救的人啊，都已经相信耶稣的。
And that is also why in the book of Acts, afterPaul had preached, or Peter had preached, it recorded that those who were meant to be saved were saved.
那换句话说， 没有预定要得救的人啊，神就不会赏赐给他们信心，他们有的也是硬心，硬着心啊，所以神就放弃他们了啊，他们硬着心不相信的。
And so, in other words, those who would not believe, it was because their hearts were hardened, and they would never believe.
那这些人就是看了多少次的神迹，使人复活，他们也是不会相信的。
And so, for those people, no matter how many miracles they see, they will not believe.
啊，但是有人说这个不见棺材啊，不掉泪的。
And then there's
啊，到最后的地步啊，他说：“哎呀，早知道就相信耶稣啊，现在在地狱里头受苦啊。”
And so for some people, they might have say like, "Oh, I should have believed in the Lord Jesus earlier, so that I would not suffer in hell."
啊，有些年轻人啊，不听老年人的劝告。
And there are young people who would not listen to the words of the older people.
老年人有很多的生活处事的经验呢。
The older people have a lot of experience in their lives.
啊，有些年轻人不听。
And sometimes the young ones do not listen.
啊，不听的话，后来哎，出了事情啊，自己吃亏啊。
And so because they do not listen, and sometimes things happen, and they were taken advantage of.
那后悔的话已经来不及了。
And it was it's too late for them to regret.
就像圣经所说，咬牙切齿。
And so it is just like what the Bible records as gnashing their teeth.
所以这些法利赛人跟文士啊，他们不信。
So the Pharisees and the scribes, they do not believe.
没有关系啊，有一天他们就会知道的。
But that is okay because one day they would know.
所以我们看这些记载，刚刚所提的，那亵渎圣灵到底是什么意思？
So from what we read, the passage, what does it mean to blaspheme against the Holy Spirit?
那就很清楚了啊。
Then we can see it clearly.
讲说硬着心，到时都不肯悔改的人，就是亵渎圣灵。
Basically, those who are hardened in their hearts and refuse to repent, these are the ones that are blasphemy against the Holy Spirit.
那不肯悔改的话，当然啊，不会得到赦免的。
And if you are unwilling to repent, then of course you would not be forgiven.
因为他们不想接受耶稣基督啊。
Because they are unwilling to accept the Lord Jesus.
所以这些人呢，就是没有。有悔改的话，也不是真心的。
So these people, even if they appear to be repenting, they're not truthful.
啊，所以主耶稣经常责备法利赛人，说他们是啊有一个虚假的信仰。
And so the Lord Jesus often rebuked the Pharisees in saying that they have an empty faith.
啊，所以对我们有什么警惕呢
？And what is the warning to us today?
啊，因为主就说得很清楚、很严重，说亵渎圣灵的话不得赦免，今生来世总不得赦免。
Because the Lord Jesus said it very clearly that those who blaspheme against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven, not in this age nor the age to come.
因为他们是硬着心啊，不肯悔改。
Because they hardened their hearts and they refused to repent.
啊，所以我们啊提了几个啊警惕。
So we will mention a few warnings.
啊，第一个哈，我们对神的道啊不要无动于衷。
So the first warning is that do not have any heart for the word of God.
啊，我们请看马太福音十一章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 11.
十一节。
Verse 11.
十一章十一节。
Chapter 11, verse 11.
我实在告诉你们啊，凡妇人所生的，没有一个兴起啊，没有一个兴起来大过施洗约翰的。然而天国里最小的比他还大。十二节。
Verse 12.
他从施洗约翰的时候到如今啊，天国是努力的人啊进去的，努力的人就得着了。十三节。
13.
因为众先知和律法说预言到约翰为止。十四节。
14.
啊，你们若肯悔改啊，这说，你们若肯领受啊，若肯领受也是领受，还要加上悔改，那这人就是那应当来的。啊，你们若领受啊，那再来看啊，这人就是那应该来的以利亚。十五节。
Verse 15.
那有耳可听的就应当听。十六节。
16.
我可用什么来比这世代呢？好像孩童坐在街市上招呼同伴，说：“ 十七节
17.
我们向你们吹笛，你们不跳舞；我们向你们举案，你们不捶胸。十八节
18.
那约翰来的也不吃也不喝，人就说他是被鬼附着的。十九节
19.
人子来的也吃也喝，人又说他是贪食好酒的人，是税吏和罪人的朋友。但智慧之子总以智慧为事。所以我们这里看到的就是有些人，你说这样子他还说不对，那样子他还说不对，反正 他就不理你啊。
So here we see that there are people who no matter what you say, it's not right to them.
要对于道理是无动于衷。
And they do not have any feelings towards the words of God.
甚至是唱反调。
Or that they would even say things against the words.
吹笛的话应该是跳舞啊，很高兴啊。
If you play the flute, one should be happy and dance.
那举哀应该是捶胸，可是他就不捶胸。
And if you mourn, then one should lament.
那你说是不是刻意唱反调
？They do not have the same reactions.
啊，说我们对神的道理呀，要一个很谦卑的心、温柔的心来领受。
So we need to have a humble and a meek heart to receive the words of God.
把这个道理啊栽种在我们的内心。
And then to plant the words of God in our hearts.
然后去遵行啊，圣经说啊，听而遵行的人就有福气的。
And then to do the words of God, the Bible says, those who hear the words and do them, they are blessed.
所以听道理这个态度很重要，我们要对道理有所反应啊。
So the attitude when we listen to the words of God is very important. We need to have some kind of reaction when we hear the words.
我们对所听的道理要也要经常思考，要透过大脑来思考。
And for the words that we hear, we also need to consider them and think about them.
对我有什么关联，有什么关系
？What do the words of God have anything to do in your life?
我们主要是相信圣经是为着我们而写的。
If we believe that the Bible is written for us,
圣经的话也是神的智慧的结晶。
And the words in the Bible are the wisdom of God.
是可以实行、可以实践出来的。
And that the words of God can be practiced in our lives.
所以我们对神的道理一定要经过思考、想一想。
So we have to consider the words of God.
不要无动于衷了。
Don't have no reactions.
那我们要。有些人常常学习，但终究不能够明白真道。
And there are also those who are always learning, but never come to the understanding of the truth.
刚刚我们都听了那么久的道理，有的信主已经信了一辈子。
We have heard the words many times, and some of us have believed in the Lord our whole lives.
我们对道理要经常进步。
But we need to improve in terms of pursuing after the words of God.
所谓进步就是要实行出来，实践出来，我们才会得到进步。
To have this kind of improvement means that we have to practice and do the words of God in our lives.
我们要学习这个玛利亚的精神到主的脚前来听道理。
We need to learn from Mary who listened to the words of God in front of the Lord Jesus.
不要在餐厅听。
Don't listen in the kitchen.
有人餐厅听的话容易分心呢。
Because it is very easily distracted in the kitchen.
也不要在停车场听。
Also, don't listen in the parking lot.
连这个麦克风没有架设到那里去的。
Because we don't have a speaker in the parking lot.
所以大家一定要学习玛利亚的精神，来到脚前来听道理。
So let's learn from Mary to come in front of the feet of Jesus to listen to the words.
那听的话才有机会去反思去思想啊。
Because once we hear the words, then we have the opportunity to think about the words and consider them.
听的话才机会来明白。
And once we hear the words, then we have an opportunity to understand.
才能够像大卫作诗说他。在神的道理当中自乐，他自己觉得自己很喜乐。
And then we can become like David, who rejoiced and delighted in the words of God.
所以就看我们怎么去对待这个道理。
It all depends on your attitude with the words of God.
我们要有一个懦心，不要有实心。
Don't have a stone heart, but have a heart of flesh.
其实神已经把我们实心拿掉，给我们一个懦心的。
In actuality, God had removed our hearts of stone and given us hearts of flesh.
我们不要像法利赛人跟文士一样。
So don't be like the Pharisees and the scribes.
最主要的，我们不要存着不信的恶心。
And what is most important is that let us not have a heart of evil heart of unbelief.
请看希伯来书十二章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书第三章，对不起。
Hebrews chapter 3.
希伯来书第三章的十二节。
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 12.
十二节。
Verse 12.
弟兄们，你们要谨慎啊，谨慎，免得你们中间啊，会有人存着不信的恶心，把永生神离弃的啊。那为什么会有不信的恶心呢
？Why is it that there is this evil heart of unbelief？
啊，不信啊，像当时摩西亚派遣十二个探子。到迦南地去窥探。
The unbelieving heart are just like the 12 spies when Moses sent them to see to spy out the land of Canaan.
那后来有十个探子啊，他们不信啊，不相信他们能够进去。
And there were 10 spies who did not believe that they were able to go into the land of Canaan.
那这些人为什么不相信呢
？Why did they not believe？
因为他们看到现实的环境是非常艰难的。
It was because they saw that the reality was very difficult.
他们是凭着眼见，不是凭着信心。
So they based their belief on what they could see, not what they believe.
那这十个人就传播，哦，我们刚所说的，不是说什么叫恶人，就是随火散布谣言的人叫做恶人呢。
So the ten spies, they started spreading this, these words, and we talked about how, spreading the, words or gossiping are evil.
所以十个探子就传播那个没有信心的言语。
So the ten spies started spreading these words of, unbelief among the people.
他们所传的跟神的旨意是互相违背的。
And what they were saying or what they were spreading were against the will of God.
所以也是一种谣言呢。
So it's considered a gossip.
因为神没有这样说，神是在让他们能够进去得迦南地的地方为业。
Because God never said those words. What God wanted was to for them to inherit the land of Canaan.
可是十个人啊，他们存着不信的恶念啊，传播谣言。
But the ten do not believe, and so because they had this evil heart of unbelief, they started spreading this.
所以不信的原因，有些说是因为现实的环境。
And sometimes the reasons for unbelieving were based on the reality of the environment that they were in.
还有我们所读的，我们所看的，我们所听的。
And also what sometimes is based on the information that we get, what we read, what we see, and what we hear.
因为现在是一个不信的时代。
And we are living in a unbelieving world or generation.
所以我们所读的、所看的都是人的理论。
So what we read and what we see are the philosophies of men.
都是以人为本的。
And it is based on men.
啊，都是没有信心的信息。
It is messages that is against faith.
所以我们要很谨慎。
So we need to be aware.
因为圣经才说要谨慎呢。
Because the Bible says that we need to beware.
因为我们眼睛会看到啊，我们耳朵会听到啊。
Because we will see and we will hear.
所以不要存着不信的恶念。
So let us not have this evil heart of unbelief.
那最后来看十三节。
Let's lastly
第三章十三节。
Chapter 3 verse 13.
希伯来书三章十三节。
Hebrews 3 verse 13.
总要趁着还有今日啊，天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬的。十四节。
14。
我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份的。所以我们要怎么样在基督里有份，经常保留在神的国度里头。
So how can we be partakers of Christ? It is that we need to be constantly be steadfast.
就是要经常保留信心啊，来坚持。起初的信心。
We need to constantly hold on to the beginning of our faith to the end.
信心就是借着大家互相勉励、互相鼓励来坚固。
And our faith can be strengthened through the encouragement of one another.
啊，就是我自己有些时候信心也会软弱啊。
Even for myself, sometimes I feel down.
啊，当然不至于这个离弃神的地步。
Not to the point of departing from God.
但是只要是不回头的话、啊、当然到后来就是离弃神了。
But then if I never turn back, then in the end I would depart from God.
不悔改的话，到最后就是离弃神。
And if I do not repent, in the end I would depart from God.
不悔改的话，就变成亵渎圣灵， 不能够得赦免。
And if I do not repent, it becomes a blasphemy against the Holy Spirit, and I will not be forgiven.
他说为什么圣经说弟兄们啊要谨慎呢？
And that is why the Bible says, we need to be aware.
啊，不要说自己很刚强。
Beware, do not think that we are strong.
因为这个现实的环境啊，是不幸的时代。
Because we are living in an unbelieving generation.
所以要趁着今天有这个机会，我们还活着，就经常参加聚会，大家弟兄姐妹互相团契沟通，互相建立彼此帮助。
So we need to hold on to the opportunity that we can still come for service to have fellowship with the brothers and sisters to help one another.
不但我们自己呢，要与基督有份呢。
So not only do we want to be a part of Christ,
我们还希望我们下一代与基督有份呢。
We also want our next generation to be part to have part with Christ.
我们平常啊，怎么来相劝，就是要讲出信心的言语。
So when we are living our lives, we need to say words filled with faith.
不要害怕。
Do not be afraid.
我们主耶稣是全能的神。
Because our Lord Jesus is the Almighty God.
从古到现在，主耶稣就是帮助这些软弱的人。
And ever since the beginning of time, the Lord Jesus helps those who are weak.
在神的字典里面有一个难字。
In the dictionary of God, there is no such thing as too hard.
所以我们主是值得依靠的。
And so our Lord is worthy of our reliance.
所以我们要经常讲这些信心的言语。
So we need to often say these words filled with faith.
这样子我们就不会落入哈这个亵渎圣灵。
Then we will not fall into the category of blasphemy against the Holy Spirit.
因为亵渎圣灵的话，就是已经有个不信的恶心了。
Because if we blaspheme against the Holy Spirit, it means that we already have this evil heart.
他已经放弃了信仰。
That we have given up on our faith.
因为他认为神是不值得相信的。
And to say that our God is not worthy for us to believe in anymore.
所以他选择与基督无份。
And so we choose not to have a part with Christ.
这样不回头的话，那就不得赦免了。
And if we never turn back, then we will not be forgiven.
今生来世永不得赦免，因为他选择要走这条路。
Will not be forgiven in this age nor the age to come because it's a path that we chose.
他也不肯回头。
Do not turn back.
所以我们要经常谨慎。
So we need to be aware.
请看请唱诗哈来结束。
Let's sing a hymn.
177首。
177.